Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for giving us your attention here this morning. We know that it's not easy coming to the courthouse, let alone coming to the courthouse and listening to a couple crazy guys preach so early in the morning. We know that's bizarre. You can imagine how we feel. I mean, this isn't how you win friends and influence people. And if you ever desire to do that in life, don't do what we're doing, because I know we look wacko. What would possess us to come on out here, to put our necks out on the line, to look so bizarre, to look so crazy? Honestly, it's because we've examined our own mortality and we've realized that we all are part of the ultimate statistic. Face it, 10 out of 10 of us are going to die. Each and every one of us are going to die. This bubble in which you and I live and move and have our being is going to be popped by the sharp reality of this thing called death. That's reality. 9/11, big wake-up call for America. The tsunamis that happened back in December in Southeast Asia, a wake-up call. I'm continually amazed at how merciful God is inside of our lives, because I'm convinced that every deadly disaster, every earthly calamity is a merciful call from God for you and I to repent, to turn from our sins. Think of the warning that we've had with Hurricane Dennis back east, right, in the Panama, or Ivan. Think of the warning that we've had. We have the ability with our technology to do something with the warning that's placed before us. We could stay inside of our house if we desire to, over there in Florida or in Alabama, or we can do something about it and say, hey, no, there's danger coming my way and I need to respond. And people that were wise, they responded. And we're simply saying this: be wise here today and examine the evidence. That's all we're asking. Examine the evidence to see if the things we are saying are true and accurate. You know, the Bible is the only book in the world that dares to step out on a limb and tell us things that will come to pass before it comes to pass. It's called prophecy, filled with many thousands of scientific and medical facts to authenticate the claim that this is the Word of God. And if there's one chance in a million, friends, that what my friend said was true and accurate, that what the Bible says is true and it's claimed, that it is appointed for man once to die and after this the judgment, then man, all you owe it to your senses, to your good senses, to simply examine it to see if it's true. Our whole lives we've heard that God is loving, that God is forgiving, right? But think about it more like this. You enter into the courtroom today and the judge says, hey, you're guilty of committing the crime. Anything to say before I pass the judgment upon you? You say, well, judge, I'm anticipating that you're loving and that you're forgiving and that you should let me go. He'd say one thing like this: well, you're right, I am loving, I am forgiving, but here's the thing, justice has to be carried out. Are you guilty? Well, then you have to pay the fine. The same is true with God. The very thing that people are hoping are going to save them on the day of judgment, God's love, will be the very thing that's going to condemn them. Because if God is loving, God will make sure that all liars, thieves, fornicators, murderers, blasphemers, and all those who have lived contrary to the inner light that God has given to every man is judged according to His standard, the Ten Commandments. Well, that's bad news. And like my friend said earlier today, God doesn't want to leave you in that state. God doesn't want everybody to go to hell. Obviously, He doesn't. If God created man, He's got a purpose. What does God want? God wants you and I to recognize the warning signs that we're all dying. And then He wants us to come to our senses and realize and recognize that we don't have to go to hell. Who goes to hell? Those who really reject Christ, who reject God's means of salvation. It's as simple as this. We broke God's law, and Jesus paid the fine. And if we come to our senses and realize, man, I don't measure up to God's standard, I'm deserving of hell, of God's prison. But I don't want to go there. God is offering a free gift to whoever wants it. And it's as simple as this. I go, God, I want that free gift. Forgive me of my sins. Cleanse me of my life. And I trust and realize and recognize that what Christ did 2,000 years ago was for me. Not just for the world in totality, but for me individually. And if I repent, which simply means I turn towards God and I say, God, have mercy on me, forgive me. It's at that moment you become born again. God comes into your life and you start over. You start over. Imagine a clean slate starting over. God offers that for you and me today. We live in America, the greatest country in the world, where 1,700 American soldiers recently gave their lives in Iraq so that you and I can have our freedom of speech and freedom of religion. You're Mormon, you're Buddhist, you're Hindu, you're Islam. You know what? You can be that in America. You can be an Islam, a Muslim here today and speak openly about your religious preferences. But here's the thing today. I'm not asking about your political preference today. I'm not asking to see if you're a Democrat or Republican or if you're part of the Green Party. I'm asking, what are you doing with Christ? Because Jesus said, you're either for me or against me. You're with me or opposed. You see, you can't say I'm a Christian and then lie and steal and cheat. That's not the marks and the signs of a Christian. And going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to McDonald's makes you a Big Mac. God is looking for a radical transformation in your life, and He will do that. So where do you go from here? In the quietness of your own heart and the stillness of your own being, you go, God, forgive me, have mercy on me, don't give up on me. And God won't. So you're entering into the courtroom now, and I pray that it's quick and painless for you. I hope that it's over before you know it. Thank you so much for listening to us. We know that you didn't even need to so much as even look our way. And if you desire to, look more into what we're saying. We have a website. It's wayofthemaster.com. Wayofthemaster.com. Thanks a lot, guys. God bless you all.